The report released by the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group, or WISPIRG, focuses on 30 wealthy corporations that spent $2 billion lobbying for a wide range of legislation yet paid little, if any, corporate taxes. WISPIRG spokesman Bruce Spate says in most cases they paid no taxes.
29 of the 30 so deftly exploited the tax loopholes in our tax code that they boasted negative tax rates, meaning they are getting money back from our government.
Spate says efforts are underway in Congress to close some of those tax loopholes, but State Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee says while that would be good, he's backing another approach to controlling the political clout of corporations. His proposal prohibits corporations from contributing to candidates for state or local office unless they can show a majority of their shareholders approve of that expenditure.
This Senate bill is common sense legislation that will give shareholders a voice in how their money, which could have been invested in their retirement or their children's education, is being spent during Wisconsin's elections. This bill holds corporations accountable for their political advertisements and disbursement and pushes for corporate democracy.
A similar bill, introduced last session, failed to win support, but Larson says public anger over corporate political spending is growing, and the bill has a better chance of passage this time around. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.